Frank Isola, Kevin Blackstone, David Dennis Jr., Mina Kimes. Battle of Alberta is still off the rails, what the Oilers are doing to the Flames. And Tom Brady, make a ruling here, fake. Real or fake?
Fake.
The baseball's real, the golf is fake.
Let's go.
That is fake. Only Aaron Solomon can get a hole in one. I was there to see it.
Really?
I'll produce it in golf.
Luka believes the Mavs could come back. Do you? Was last night the start of something? It got to 29 points at one point. Mavs slicing up the Warriors' defense, which interestingly went to zone. Jason Kidd was saying it's because they can't guard us one-on-one. The series is now 3-1. Frank, what did the Mavericks show last night in the 10-point Game 4 win?
Yeah, well, let's hope it's the start of something, because these Eastern Conference Finals and Western Conference Finals have not been compelling. In fact, maybe the most compelling thing last night was the rain in the building, which did not slow down the Mavericks. And I think the key is 17 of 32 on threes for guys named, not named Luka Doncic. I think that was the key, that the role players are knocking down shots. But I also think this team takes on the personality, not so much of Luka, but of Jason Kidd. There's some fight to Jason Kidd. You have to want to get on a plane to go to San Francisco and play in a game five. The Brooklyn Nets did not want to go back to Boston. They got swept. So Dallas showed me a little something last night.
When you hear Jason Kidd go after the Warriors defense, saying they went to zone because they can't cover, is that bulletin board material going forward, or is that real in any way?
I think it's all part of what happens during the playoffs, and this goes back to Pat Riley and Phil Jackson. We've seen a lot of the coaches do it. Steve Kerr did it in the playoffs as well. This is the kind of stuff that builds and makes the playoffs a little bit better, and we need it right now.
Kevin Blackstone, on your takeaway from last night.
Yeah, well, I think Frank's absolutely right. 89 points from everybody else on the team other than the super-duper star. Mm-hmm. That's 22 points more than they had scored in the first three games altogether. And, you know, they shot the lights out, right? It looked like home cooking was on display there for those guys. But I always look at one play, too. There was a play that you just showed where Luka lined up for a three-point shot, and nobody came out to guard him. I also think that this team was somewhat distracted, like so many of us have been for the last 24 hours over the events that have happened in this country, and that their coach happened to express before the game. I think that his head was someplace else, and understandably as well.
David Dennis Jr., start of something for Dallas here, or just one night?
I mean, I think it's the start of something for Dallas, like, going forward, like, next season. This series is over. It's done. I mean, if you make 60% of your open threes, that's great. And it's also good to know that they're not going to fold when they're down 3-0. But my concern here is a little bit more with the Warriors and the fact that they're now, this postseason, 2-3 in closeout games, losing by an average of 18 points. That's not what they did in the past. And they want to be this championship dynastic team, which I think they can be. They're going to have to start closing out these teams, especially when you go in the finals and go against Miami or Boston, and you start worrying about, you know, you don't want those teams sticking around. So, yeah, the Warriors got to, you know, close this out.
But no part of you thinks this is the start of something, Dallas, is one win in this series. Mina Kimes, I'll ask the same question to you.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors would never blow a 3-1 lead, right? I do think they got this. It's an old joke, sorry. But look, basketball can be very complicated. Last night, it was very simple. If you outscore your opponents by 30 points from the three-point range, you're going to win the game. Unfortunately, that's also a very high-variance style, which, of course, is something we've seen from Dallas over the course not just of this series, but the postseason. They live and die by the three. Yesterday, they lived. I don't think it bodes particularly well for the future. What I do think bodes well for the long term, as my colleagues have suggested, is the fact that Luka went 10 for 26 from the field in this game, and they still won, in large part because of his abilities as a facilitator, but also getting bounce-back performances from Reggie Bullock, Dorian Finney-Smith. That's what you want to see if you're a Mavericks fan. Doesn't mean you're going to win this year, but I think going forward, that's encouraging.
Frank Isola, one more.
You know, the one thing about the Warriors, they are undefeated at home in the playoffs. In fact, they've won their last 10 games there. And the one thing about the Chase Center, it's not like Oracle one was. There was a gritty crowd there. It was a lot louder. Maybe they'll get the opportunity tomorrow night to really accomplish something as opposed to just making money at the Chase Center. They actually accomplished something and make it to the NBA Finals. So I think closing out tomorrow night is important for a lot of reasons, including one that David brought up.
Kevin, you said before we sat down, and you just alluded to it,
that you think Steve Kerr was not all there last night and the team wasn't all there as well. And his comments on the school massacre in Texas being on his mind, you want to have that conversation, let's have that conversation. Kerr's words first right here.
Since we left Shoot Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here. And a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we gonna do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough.
It's a sobering position that it's a professional sports coach who's making those comments in real time minutes after this. And this has happened before with Kerr and others. Kevin Blackstone, your thoughts on what Kerr said?
Yeah, you know, this moment before an NBA basketball game is usually a time where the coach just comes out and he chit-chats with the media about what's on his mind going into that game. And in this case, there was nothing on Steve Kerr's mind about the game. Nothing. And I think he kind of emoted what so many of us were feeling at the time, the anguish, the anger, the sadness, the disbelief, and trying to clutch for some sort of answer, solution to make what has happened again go away. And so I thought it was a particularly real moment. And I don't think that he shook that off at any time after that for the next several hours. And that's what I think was his response in that game. And I think that's why the team responded in the lackluster manner that they did. And maybe in the manner that, as I was saying, all of us have in the last 24 hours. I mean, it's hard to take your mind off of what just happened yet again.
Mina Kimes?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of struggling to find the words this morning as I was thinking about it. But Kevin, you said something that really resonated with me, which is, you know, the notion that Steve and his team weren't all there. I'm not all here. I don't think any of us are mentally all here right now. I don't know how Americans are supposed to go on with business as usual today or any other day after hearing about the sort of atrocity that happened in Texas yesterday, after seeing like the photos of all those beautiful kids whose lives were robbed, not just by the gunmen, but by the special interests and people in power who have conspired to make it easier for that person to murder them, who have made it so we live in a country where there are more guns than people. I think that's what Steve was trying to say. I appreciate his emotion, but I would say more so than that, I appreciated his willingness to actually call out those people, to name names and hold them accountable, to say that what's needed right now is not thoughts and prayers, but outrage and courage.
Frank Isola.
And I also think, unfortunately for Steve Kerr, he speaks from a place of understanding what tragedy does to a family. His dad was the president of American University in Beirut and was assassinated, what that does. And I think Steve, as a father, and knowing what these tragedies do, how it can tear apart families, what it means. I also think, too, you know, all of us can kind of, you know, you talked about resonating. Everyone can relate to this because we've all been to school. A lot of us have had kids in school. We all go to the supermarket. I rode the subway to work today. On Saturday, there was somebody senselessly killed on the subway. So it's all around us, and it never seems to end. We're not even 10 years removed from Sandy Hook, which isn't too far from where I'm sitting right now. And it just seems to be something we're constantly talking about. But unfortunately, I think Steve was, the point he's getting to, nothing seems to be done about it.
David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, so Steve Kerr's comments were extremely triggering for me. You know, I've watched my dad give similar speeches throughout the years. I know what it's like when terrorism comes and knocks on your front door. And you're going to have to just bear with me in trying to get through this. Nine days ago, I came on this show and I was going, if I made the FaceTime, I was going to name the 10 victims, black men and women who were killed in Buffalo by white supremacists. And now today, I'm looking at 19 children who were killed. and I feel like I do not know when this is going to end. My wife teaches, my children go to school, I kiss them every morning and say goodbye, and I'm putting their lives in danger by sending them to school. I don't understand why we have to keep doing this, especially when the solutions are so easy. This is just too painful for us to have to deal with. It's not right. We should not have to live like this, and our kids should not have to die like this. I don't care how this impacted a basketball game. I'm caring about how this is impacting us on a day-to-day, and we have to get past this.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $499. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
One more thing from Warriors Mavericks analysis. David Dennis Jr., you were very humble. Allow me to brag on you right now.
Yeah, the movement made us tonight, so shout out to David Dennis on the assist right there.
Unbelievable, David. I mean, we've had, I counted, over 30 books written by panelists on the show before. Never before has the key protagonist in a series walked into game one holding their books, and never before have they name-checked you. He's averaging 26 a game this series. A 26-point bonus. That's the Around the Horn rule now. If your book gets brought into the arena by the player. Well done. We'll move on. Fire cell one, Celtics Heat. Possibility both teams might play well at the same time. Is there any chance? Can we just beg for that? I'll call this the variance series. Very antsy game five tonight, David. What to buy, what to sell.
First of all, buying Davidson College graduate Steph Curry, shout out to him. But I'm buying a little bit of hope here that we have a good series. I'm thinking about the 2013 NBA Finals Spurs Heat. We remember the Ray Allen shot. We remember the classic Game 7. Yeah. But the first five games, there was a 17-point per game difference in the first five games. So maybe we could be going there. I'm buying that we have a possibility of something good happening. I'm also buying that I hope Jimmy Butler is healthy. And, you know, that's going to help make this more, a closer
series. I'm with
series.
You buying the possibility that something good will happen. Full stop, period. Kevin Blackstone on what you expect for tonight in a series where we haven't been able to expect anything.
Well, I'm going to buy the expectation that the Celtics will win the game. You know, if you look at this series, with the exception of two quarters, 39-point quarters by the Heat, really the Celtics have dominated this series. And Robert Williams has been incredible. 31-10-6 is what Bam Adebayo was when Robert Williams didn't play. Now he's under double digits in all those categories. And by the way, he's been guarding Jimmy Butler a little bit, which I think is as big a difference for Jimmy Butler as whatever's wrong with his knee.
Frank Isola.
I think there's been one memorable moment in the entire series thus far, and that's after Boston made the comeback cut it to one, and then Max Strus hit that huge three-pointer. Otherwise, Boston, for the most part, has dominated. It's hard to believe the series is 2-2. The key for them, cutting down turnovers. Even in Game 3, they turned the ball over a lot and still got close. But Kevin's right about Robert Williams. That's a key player for them.
It's hard to buy a good game when 70% of the minutes in this series that featured a double-digit lead feels less like a series and more like a war of attrition. But Boston is finally relatively healthy, and as everyone said, I think they are clearly the better, more complete team. They've also been more consistent. As great as Butler and Bam Adebayo have been at times is the operative phrase there.
That sounds unanimous. Everybody's got Boston tonight in Miami. Everybody. David, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You were the one who was saying good game tonight.
I think Miami. I'm gonna go with Miami here.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two. The Battle of Alberta. I said it's still drunk. It's like you wake up the next day and you're still drunk. That's what this series is. 21 seconds in last night. And then this one from way downtown. So Calgary won game 196. It's been Oilers 14, Flames 7 since then. And Edmonton's up 3-1. Kind of a surprise there, Frank. What to buy, what to sell?
Well, both goalies gave up soft goals. That's ridiculous. But if you're Calgary, you come back from 3-0 down, a chance to tie. I mean, you're tied. You got to get to overtime there. They gave up that go-ahead goal with 3:27 to go. Not good enough. Evander Kane starting to get hot. It's Edmonton's year.
Nina Kahn's.
I'm buying Connor McDavid's continued dominance, another multi-point game. I am selling, though, that tying goal. That was about 132 feet away. Mike Smith looked less like a goalie and more like a center fielder lost in the lights. Thank God they won, because that would have been
right. I mean, that's exactly what it looked like. David Dennis Jr., what are you buying?
I'm buying that this is the series that the NBA wishes that they had. This is the best series we got going on. It's 3-1. Connor McDavid is a star. He's like doing what, to the Flames, what everybody thought Luka was going to do to the Warriors. Yeah, this is what, you know, we're going to watch.
All right. You're still a rookie, at least. This is your first month on the show. You get a mute whenever you bring in a basketball analogy to a hockey discussion. Kevin Blackstone, how about you?
I'm buying that it's over. Frank hit on it. I mean, what Calgary did to come back and then to blow it like that, I think that's just going to do them in. And the gaffes that were created in this last game, I mean, after the incredible offense in game one and in game two, and the gaffes this time around, I don't know that this is a great series. It's an interesting series, but I don't think it's a great series anymore.
One more buy or sell here. Buy or sell three. Roll tape.
It's nothing weird. You know, at first I thought it was going to be something crazy, the ball going all over the place, but Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life, so... It's very catchable. I don't want to continue because the more I talk, the more it sounds weird. So,
All right, what are we doing here, Mina? The first video, the second video now, this one probably actually one of the prettiest. Has it gone too far now? Analysis of Tua to Tyreek?
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, methinks the wide receiver doth protest too much after that video of Tua struggling went viral. But on the other hand, he actually is right. Tua struggled last year, but he finished 7th in the NFL in on-target percentage, which speaks to his accuracy.
Frank Isola.
The good thing is they're going to play 17 games and they'll get to prove it on the field, which is where we want to see it. He's so much as if he's trying to convince himself, leaving Patrick Mahomes, it's not the worst thing that's happened in my career. We'll see about that.
Devin Blackstone.
And he's also saying, man, what a reputation Tua has, because someone is saying that this guy can't throw a ball. That was his expectations. And now he gets there and he realizes this is going to be my only quarterback unless Teddy Bridgewater comes in to sub. So I better wrap my arms around
David,
this guy.
David, it's too much being made of this. But either way, I mean, Tyreek himself admits, I'm going to stop talking now, because it's almost like he's giving the people what they want, but he knows that, but he wants to not do it.
Yeah, it's a little much. I'm going to do another basketball analogy. This is like the Ben Simmons offseason. He's hitting jumpers in the empty gym type of thing.
Wait till
the season starts.
Right.
With that said, I think they're going to be a little bit better this season.
That one really works. That one I'm going to allow. Okay.
It really works.
That one really works. All right. Mita Kimes, Frank Isola, thanks for your time today. David Dennis Jr., Kevin Blackstone. Showdown ahead.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Verizon. 5G from the network more people rely on.
All-NBA first team. Five guys, 27 and younger. First time that's been the case since 1955. Jokic, Giannis, Doncic, Tatum, Booker. Because of positioning, Embiid missing out. He was second team. David Dennis Jr., did voters get it right?
I think voters got it right, but the rules themselves need to change. Make it positionless. Embiid needs to be first team. Him not making it first team is like Igor Shesterkin not being a Hart finalist.
KP. Stop it. Yeah. Look, the voters got it right, but what's most impressive is not what the voters did, but the fact that you have all these players 27 years or younger who are out there. So when you're talking about basketball post-LeBron, who, by the way, is on this team, basketball, the NBA is in a pretty good situation.
Very accurate answer, Kevin. You'll get a point, but not like David Dennis Jr., who reality's reality there, making an NHL analogy for an NBA discussion. Well done, rookie. We'll move on. Having a pregame chat with Barry Bonds and then immediately hitting three home runs, knocking in eight RBI, Jock Peterson last night in the Giants' 13-12 win over the Mets. How much credit does Barry Bonds deserve, Kevin? How much credit does Jock Peterson deserve?
Oh, this all goes to Barry Bonds. You're talking about a guy who is one of the greatest hitters in the history of baseball, and we know that he had a bad stint as a hitting coach with the Marlins a few years ago, but that's the Marlins. Who wouldn't have a bad stint with the Marlins?
David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, Barry Bonds is getting him on the right track. He was 4-for-46 in May before last night, but would really get him back on the right track? Bring the pearls back, baby.
Oh, yeah, well, Peterson's look there. Look at you on the with the chains today, too. Yeah, all right. Split the point. Move on. Showdown three, Tom Brady. I think you all agreed he likes putting himself out there, and this was him shagging or hitting some bobs and shagging flies with Gronk. The hole-in-one video is immaculately shot by the drone. Looks great, you know. We can recall his football throwback into the jug machine video from years ago. You all agree this may be fake. So Tom Brady going into the dude perfect, you know, world. Is it fun even though you all believe it's fake? David, answer that.
I mean, sure, yeah, it's fake. Reminds me of Kobe jumping over that car. I guess it's fun. I mean, I've never been through a midlife crisis, so maybe that's what's going on here.
Kevin?
I've been through a midlife crisis, and I didn't do all this. You know what? It is fun. If I had a video crew who could put together stuff like that for me, I'd hire them tomorrow.
What was the midlife crisis, Kevin? Was it the Mini Cooper? Was it the Mini Cooper? I remember that thing was fly. It looked like you had point. FaceTime now, David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, so this weekend I was in Houston for my nephew Jalen's graduation. I thought he had the coolest graduation, but then I went online and saw Coco Gauff celebrated her graduation at the French Open. It is the coolest thing, as a reminder how young she is and what it's like when kids get to have their dreams fulfilled.
Thank you for that, David Dennis Jr. 23 and a half hour break. We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.